listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with what's making news around the border. The regional Victorian building industry is in crisis, so much so, urgent government intervention is needed. So says the State Regional Chamber Alliance, which has fears about the future of housing projects across the state. Northeast Rep and Business Wodonga CEO Graham Jenkins says this is an issue right across Victoria.
Regional chambers are very concerned that we're facing what is an unprecedented crisis in the regional building industry. Downturns in all areas of the housing and residential building industry.
Bogong High Plains Road, which connects Falls Creek to Mount Beauty, will finally reopen fully after nearly 18 months. That's what the Victorian government's claiming, allowing plenty of tourists to make it through to the ski fields this snow season. The road was partially reopened with one lane last year, following October 2022's major rainfall. And there are more school counsellors on hand in our public schools these days, with the New South Wales state government spruiking a 35% drop in vacancies since last year. That equates to 86 new counsellors and psychologists starting work this school year, out of a promised 250. Premier Chris Minns says it also helps to get school attendance rates back to pre-COVID levels.
One of the ways we can do that is to have school counsellors across the public education system making an intervention when a child is missing schools on repeated days to get them back into the classroom. This is, over time, repeated absences can lead to a massive amount of schoolwork that goes unlearnt by the kid.
Unfortunate news to say the least for Jindera, with Ben Dower down and out for the season. He's done his ACL in at training. Coach Joel Mackey telling the Border Mail it's a bit of a blow considering he can play in multiple positions. It adds to the Bulldogs' woes, with Zach Byer also doing his knee in during the Holbrook clash a few days ago. And briefly to the Hockey Albury Wodonga action for the weekend. The Magpies and Wombats go head-to-head while Wodonga are up against United.